Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
And welcome back to today's show, the For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Happy, happy Friday. It's time for Christmas parties. And believe it or not, Wyatt, I am staring at him. We're in the middle of a party at a wonderful law office. That is down in Swedesboro, New Jersey, and we are broadcasting live from there. We have Wyatt Ridgebeck, and we have little Lexapro, who is under the desk of the law office right now. Well, you know, a lot of people ask at this time of year if, you know, what kind of foods can their dogs eat and what kind of things can they do with their dogs? Well, you know, what you don't want to do is don't set your dog up for failure. Set your dog up for success. Like we at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com, we set our dogs and our clients' dogs up for success, not for failure. Now, there are a lot of people out there who try to do things and think about things, and they say, well, geez, you know, it's a special day. I'm going to feed my dog from the table. Or I'm going to let other people feed my dog from the table. Well, guess what happens? You feed your dog from the table on that special day, but the day after that isn't a special day. And then you get mad at your dog. Why do you get mad at your dog? You just taught him the wrong thing. Don't get upset with him. He's just a dog. You got to remember, be consistent. It's not the dog. It's the humans. And if you haven't figured that out yet, well, you certainly will by the end of today's show. So from Wyatt, Wispity Bunny Dog, Lexapro, Savannah Banana, and all my dogs, we wish you a great holiday season, because before our next show is going to be Christmas. And it's a great season of giving, and it's also a great season of not being bad. So try to be good to your dog, and your dog will be good to you. Well, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about how to give your dog manners at the table, because many of you are going to be out there, and you're going to be saying, oh, I'm just going to give them this little treat. Nobody's going to notice. Or your 7-year-old doesn't like to eat peas and carrots, and miraculously, every time you have peas and carrots, the plate is clean. Sounds fishy to me. So what can you do? Well, set your dog up for success. Tell your kids, tell everybody, put a little bucket on top of your table. Get a little bucket like they have when you go and you get shelled crabs or you get lobster, and they give you that little extra dish. So as Wyatt looks around and tries to see what's in the garbage, I'm just kidding, what you need to do is to put that bucket up on top of the table so that the dogs can get that treat in their bowl after dinner. This way, all you've got to do is tell everybody, hey, whatever you don't want to eat, put it in the bucket. And then you can use that food, whether it's meat or vegetables. Obviously, no bread, no pasta, nothing containing corn, wheat, or soy. Because remember, soy can be bad for creating a lot of gas. And, of course, you blame your husband for it anyway. But it might really be the dog. Well, the other thing is wheat. Wheat can cause allergies. So you might give your dog a treat, piece of pizza crust or bagel crust, and then for a week after, the darn dog is itching. And now you got to take him to the vet. You got to get ear medicine. The vet tells you, up, he was exposed to something. Well, it was your kids or your husband giving the dog pizza crust or bagel crust or toast or pasta or macaroni for the Italian people who are really Italian. Macaroni and gravy. It still has macaroni in it, people. So what you want to make sure is set your dog up for success. Don't give your dog food from the table if you don't want him to do that all the time. If it's okay for the dog to eat from the table once, then it should be okay all the time. Otherwise, you're going to confuse your dog. And we don't want to confuse your dog, because then your dog is set up for failure. And we at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids always want to set our dogs up for success. Now, those of you listening on Stitcher are going to have a real fun day because we are going to be talking about all kinds of awesome things related to the holidays. There are things that we need to do besides just putting the food that we're going to give our dog up on top and putting that stuff up in his bowl when we're done eating. Remember, there's so many different things that we need to do to make sure that we set our dogs up for success and not for failure. Well, one of the things is we've got to understand our dogs. We've got to understand why and how they think. If the dog thinks that because one person does something, that it's okay, and then he goes and now he thinks, uh-oh, that's not okay in this house, you're confusing him. Dogs don't think like we do. They understand a lot more than people give them credit for, and you'll even see people who say they're behaviorists who are very rough and handle dogs in a very rough manner. Well, I've got a couple of people who've called me in the last couple of days, one of whom has a very large, 150-plus pound, very, very dominant, aggressive dog, and the dog is very food aggressive. Well, they give the dog food from the table, and now when they are sitting at the table, the dog starts to growl at them. Well, who created that mess, let me ask you? So the main thing to do is to remember anything that is okay for the dog once is okay for the dog all the time. If the dog is allowed on furniture once, even if it's with permission, remember you are teaching him that it's okay for that time. Main thing to remember is don't confuse your dog. Try to get your dog to understand what he's allowed to do and what he's not allowed to do. And if he's not allowed to do it, you don't have to yell at him. You don't even have to talk to him. You don't even have to shush him. All you've got to do is use your body. Dogs are very positional, meaning they watch to see what position and where you are in relationship to them. So if they are positional in that they are looking for things and they are above you, they see that as they're being dominant to you. If you are letting your dog jump up on you, that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. But if you have a very dominant dog who can get aggressive and territorial and food aggressive, you certainly don't want to teach him that he's the boss ever. Don't teach him, well, sometimes you are the boss and sometimes you're not. But, you know, sometimes it's, well, you know, you don't think like a dog. You need to think like a dog. So if you think for any reason that there might be a dominance issue or an aggressive issue with your dog, you need to call us at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com. We actually have an 800 number, 1-855, the number 4-K-9-PRO. And we'll help you, and we'll help you on the phone for free. We'll give you some advice, give you a free behavioral consultation. So if you do have a problem, you can call and get help, especially if you've recently rescued a dog or if you're going to be rescuing a dog for the Christmas holidays as a gift. That's great, but make sure you set that dog up for success from the minute you bring him home. So what we want to do in the next segment is tell everybody how you can set your new dog up for success, especially if you've recently brought the dog home. And if you just brought the dog home, then you're going to be in great shape, or if you're moving into a new home, because we'll be able to help you. And unfortunately, once you've already taught your dog the wrong way for years and years and years, it's going to take him a few minutes, weeks, whatever it is, to remember the new rules. Same way as if we were able to teach the dog that, you know, something else was going on and we want to teach him a new place that he's got to go potty. So we are going to return in a very few minutes, and stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goose Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be Healthy Goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf and Wyatt Ridgeback and Lexapro today. We are so excited that it's almost Christmas. Hopefully all you people have been very good and your doggies will get presents from Santa. And for all of us Jewish people out there who are now saying, hey, wait a minute, we got all our gifts last month. We're starting to say, hey, let's get a thing under the Christmas tree and get some gifts for me too. I give my dogs presents for both holidays. I give my dogs presents every day because they're the best dogs in the world. And you will have the best dog in the world, too, if you listen to what we do. So let's talk about the holidays. Let's talk about foods to avoid for dogs. We all know the corn, wheat, soy, BHA, BHT, byproducts, propylene, glycol. We know to avoid astaxanthin. We know to avoid all those things. But how about mushrooms, onions? How about avoiding macadamia nuts? You know, macadamia nuts can cause temporary paralysis for about 24 hours in a dog. So a half a macadamia nut in a little toy breed, like a little tiny Maltese, can actually cause it to be paralyzed. Amazing. That's crazy, but yes, that can happen. Chocolate. We know chocolate, but what's the deal with chocolate? I mean, is white chocolate bad? Well, it's anything that has the cacao in it. So even when we go in the springtime and we get all our houses and we put them all with a nice cocoa shaving, that cocoa mulch has the same chemicals in it that chocolate does. So if a dog eats that cocoa mulch because maybe it's not getting its NuVet vitamins and its organic food, maybe the dog can get poisoned from that too. Well, propylene glycol is actually now a component not only of antifreeze, but it's also being brought back in these very inexpensive drink drops. It is a chemical and it can be toxic. So there are a lot of things that we want to avoid, and we have to avoid these things because our dogs aren't going to know if it's good or not. If you put a cheap dog food down, you know, some cheap dog foods, and I'm not going to name brands, but there are several that actually used euthanized animals, shelter animals that are killed. They actually take those animals and they euthanize them. And they can put that into dog food. So if it says meat or bone meal or if it says animal digest, do you guys know what meat is? We used to joke the mystery meat. What is meat? Meat can be any animal. It could be a dead crow. It can be a turkey. It can be anything you want it to think that it could be. It can be a euthanized animal. It can be anything. So we want to know the source. We want to know the specific source of the protein of the meat. Also, if you see byproduct of a chicken. Well, byproduct of a chicken, at least it's still a chicken, but it can be the brains, the beaks. Like a woman that I knew once said, it can be the lips and ears. I don't think chickens have lips and ears, but you know what? Who knows? Maybe they will in some future life. If there's enough radiation and genetically modified crops out there, maybe chickens will have lips and ears someday. But guess what? Your dog doesn't need to eat that crud. Your dog deserves the best. And if your dog can have the best, like my dogs have, then your dog will live longer and he'll feel better. Now, one of the great things that's out there that's a very simple thing to do is to give your dog a good quality vitamin supplement. I don't like to use powders because they're heterogeneous. They don't actually have the same exact thing at the top of the vat or at the bottom of the vat, because just the way the process that it shakes them and it shakes all the ingredients, the finer particles settle down and the larger particles kind of rise to the top. Anybody who's ever eaten a bag of chips, you know that the full chips are on the top and the broken ones fall to the bottom because they can fall through the cracks easier than the full ones can. Any kind of cereal, all the little broken pieces and all the little toppings are always at the bottom, not at the top. So everything can be different depending on where in the vet it was from. Well, the NuVet Vitamins, which is NUVET.com, and you can tell them that Merlin's Kids, your great charity, merlinskids.org, told you about these great vitamins. And we appreciate that you're going to be using these things for your great dogs and your cats. Well, the NuVet will actually boost your dog's immune system and keep them healthy and strong. And chances are your dog is going to live much longer when it's getting a really top-quality vitamin supplement. There are certainly a lot of great things out there, fish oils and all that, but you know, when you have dogs, and especially if you're traveling, there's nothing like having a manufactured product that is not only easy to give, but that is made in a human pharmaceutical lab. And that's great because that's what I love about it. It's made in a human pharmaceutical lab. And this way, the factory doesn't make all kinds of inorganic and horrible chemical things. It just makes natural things. So I know my dogs are safe, and they're going to live a long time. So what happens if your dog does get, let's say your dog gets into a Hershey bar and you have a Yorkie and your Yorkie eats a Hershey's Kiss? Is he going to die? Probably not. Is he going to get diarrhea? Probably. If your 100-pound German Shepherd eats a Hershey's Kiss, you will never even notice it. But more important than just what they're eating is what they're eating that you don't think of. When they eat a chocolate bar, many chocolate bars have a foil lining. So I'm kind of less worried about my 100-pound dog eating the Hershey bar, which I love and are always around my house, than I am about him eating the plastic or potentially the foil that can get stuck in his system. Now, another thing you've got to be careful about, a lot of these kids these days have these little rubber band bracelets. You don't think about it. They drop a rubber band, and that rubber band goes into the dog's system, and sometimes that rubber band can get caught up, and it can cause a blockage. And the problem is with that, anything your dog eats that is not a hard thing like a bone or something, but is a softer thing like a rubber band and something small, it doesn't show up on x-rays. So if your vet does an x-ray and checks to see if the dog has an impaction or obstruction, now the vet looks and he says, well, I don't see anything. Right, because it's not something obvious. So make sure you pick up things. Also, tinsel. The tinsel on your trees can be deadly for a dog, especially a small dog, because it can eat a piece of tinsel, which is partially in its stomach, and even though there are hundreds of feet of intestines, that can get stuck. And it can actually cause blockages. It can actually perforate the intestine sometimes, as well as Christmas ornaments that you got to just be careful of. It's Christmas. We've got ornaments. We've got Christmas lights. I've seen Labradors and Goldens that eat Christmas bulbs. They eat whole Christmas bulbs. Well, hopefully they don't break while they're getting crunched down, but glass can perforate the intestines, and glass doesn't always show up. And even if you have the best vet in the world with the best digital x-rays, you can't always find it. So prevent that. If you see that your dog is really, really interested in the candy dish on the desk or on the table, or he's super interested in the Christmas lights, teach him not to go near that, because if you have something happen, especially Christmas Eve, you'll be like me, where you've got a dog who, you know, you get a new rescue dog in, and you find out that at the foster home or at the shelter, it ate a big piece of tinfoil, and then you've got a $2,000 or $3,000 bill on Christmas Eve to try to save the dog. Well, we are going to come back with some great things on how to teach your dogs how to stay away from the things that could be dangerous for them. So stay tuned for the next segment on For the Love of Dogs.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf and Wyatt Ridgeback, staring at me and now running over to me and giving me lots of kisses because I'm looking right at him and inviting him to come over and say hi, Mommy. Say hi to our audience, Wyatt. He doesn't bark, but he's here and he's saying hello. And so is Lexapro, little Lexi. So we're talking in the last segment about how you can keep your dog safe this holiday season. Well, let's tell our kids that the reason they've got to be careful about picking up their things is because the new puppy or young dog you have might pick it up and eat it and get really sick. Your kids won't clean their rooms, right? Heck, nobody wants to just clean his room. But tell your kids the honest truth. Listen, Junior, if you don't clean your room and you leave that candy wrapper there, the dog could eat it and he could die. Don't tell him, oh, it can make him sick. Say, it could kill him. This is important, honey. You have to understand. So if there's anything, because, you know, sometimes kids will do things, you got to be careful. I remember, and this is one of those crazy things, I had a client with a beautiful yellow lab that was just out of control, completely out of control. We get a lot of calls at United Canine Professionals about out-of-control dogs, because if you had the best dog in the world, you wouldn't be calling us. You'd only be calling us if your dog had behavioral issues. So I had this crazy phone call from this family, and they said, we only let the dog out twice a day to go pee and poop, and the dog is terrible, so we leave it in the crate the whole rest of the time. But we can't let the dog out because as soon as we let the dog out, it's out of control. And it's food aggressive. It goes to steal food. Well, first of all, the dog hasn't had any physical activity. And we do, you know, we all know that dogs need physical activity. They do need forms of exercise. They do need to be active for their hearts and for their muscles. They can't just lay around and go for a 30-second walk and be happy. Not every dog can do that. Some can. But most dogs need a little bit more of activity in their lives. Well, this particular dog, I showed up. I worked with the dog for about 15 minutes. The dog was lying at my feet, of course, out of the crate. And the dog went into the kitchen, and we hadn't even really started our class. This dog was, like I said, just a gorgeous dog. The little boy in there, who must have been about 11 or 12, screams at the top of his lungs, Mommy, he stole my muffin. So the mother says, oh, no, there's chocolate chips in it. And he said, yeah, Mommy, look, he's going to eat it. He's got it in his mouth, and he's growling at me. So, of course, I was already in there a split second after I heard the scream. Well, I don't care about the 15 chocolate chips or imitation chocolate flavored chips that were in the muffin. I cared about this delicious looking Otis Spunkmeyer chocolate chip muffin that happened to be wrapped in Reynolds wrap. In other words, it was in the plastic wrap, and it was wrapped in Saran or plastic wrap. Well, I don't care about the muffin at that point, but I know that if that wrap that was probably 18 inches long gets into that dog's throat and stomach and intestines, there's no way that's going to pass through. Absolutely no way. That's going to block him, and he's going to need surgery, and he's probably going to die. So I went in, and we couldn't get the dog's jaws pried open. Obviously, I had to go in with my hand and arm, and yes, did I get bitten? Of course I got bitten. I got bitten pretty badly, but I didn't care because I needed to get that out of the dog's throat and out of his mouth. So we went in. We had ice tongs that were kind of smooth on the side and rounded, and we pried the dog's jaw open because we couldn't get it open ourselves, but I was able to actually get into the jaw a little bit by squeezing gently on the sides and lifting up. So we got this in, and we used it like a speculum, like you use on a horse. And we opened the dog's mouth just enough, and I had this 11-year-old boy holding these open for me, and I put my hand into this dog's mouth, and yes, he was trying to bite me, and he was biting me. I reached literally down his throat because he had already swallowed it. I picked just a tiny end up. I started to pull it out, and as I started to pull out my hand with the muffin in it, the boy lost his grip with the speculum, and this dog started chowing down on my wrist. And I'm holding on to this muffin because I don't care. I'm not going to let this dog die. Lo and behold, I pulled my hand out and certainly had, 20 or 30 pretty good-sized gouges out of my hand, but I got the muffin. Did I put the muffin away and say, yay, we got it out? No. I taught the dog not to steal the muffin again. Took the same muffin, put it up on the counter, and taught the dog, space is respect. That's my space, buddy, and you're not allowed to go up on that counter because the things up on that counter are not for you. Well, this is one of the reasons why this dog was in the crate for 23 hours and 50 minutes a day, because nobody taught the dog that it wasn't his muffin. So we taught the dog that it wasn't his muffin. Well, the dog learned that he wasn't allowed to counter surf, which was a wonderful thing. And I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. I've been breeding Rhodesian Ridgebacks for 28 years and have a very extensive background in animal behavior. I've been training horses since I was about, 10 or 11 years old, training dogs since I was about 7. This was one of the craziest things I had ever seen because normally when a dog steals food, there's not a real big risk. And you say, all right, well, he ate that. All right, well, let's work on the next one. But I want all of you to realize that if your dog ingests a light bulb, your dog ingests a pill, those of you who are on medication, and drop something or you leave your pills up in the bathroom on the countertop, your dog conceivably could steal it. Your dog could eat your heart medication and die from it. Your dog could eat Tylenol, or the dog could eat xylitol gum, and he could die from it. So it's really important. So going back to the beginning of our show, teach your dog not to come up when you're eating things. Teach your dog not to allow or not to be allowed to think that things that are yours are his. Because if you're able to teach your dog and make sure that your dog understands that it's your stuff, and it doesn't belong to him, then he will respect your things. And when he smells your things and he smells a pill bottle with your scent, he will know not to touch it because he knows it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to you, and you are the leader. You are a very kind and gentle and wonderful leader, but you have to be the leader. Somebody has to be in charge. And if you're not in charge, then the dog can be in charge. So taking food can also be nutritional, and that's why we recommend that you use a great top-quality organic food with no corn, wheat, soy, BHA, BHT, byproducts, propylene glycol, Make sure you're not using something that has a lot of glycerin in it, because glycerin is a form of a wax. There are things that we use on cars, that we use wax on cars that are on treats that we give our dogs. I mean, how crazy is that? And remember that rawhides that all look the same, rawhides are fine. But the problem is that a lot of rawhides, especially the pressed rawhides that are kind of a darker color, they're not really whitish. They're kind of a medium brownish, grayish, kind of very strange color, if you mention it. Well, those are made in China, and we don't love things made in China because, you know what, they're much cheaper, and they don't care about what's in the dog's treats or what's in the dog's bones. So the important thing to do is if you see any bones or treats that are made in China, or if there are bones or treats that look very uniform, those are the ones. And God knows what they hold that stuff together with. I don't want to know, but I'm going to give you more things after the break. So come right back to For the Love of Dog.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry. Lick the plate. I'm hungry. Tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry. Lick the plate. I'm hungry. Tastes great.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience Pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. We are so excited to be giving you information that may save your pet's life this wonderful holiday season. Well, one of the things we were talking about is making sure that your dog respects your area so that he doesn't eat your stuff and potentially eat something that could kill him. You know, it's nothing. There's nothing worse, obviously, than losing a pet. But losing a pet who didn't have to be lost, I think, is the worst thing. You know, and that brings me to my next thing. On Tuesday night, which is Christmas Eve, hopefully we'll do a pre-record, so we'll be able to do something fun for Christmas Eve. But Christmas Eve, we're going to do a little special on the dogs who we've saved at MerlinsKids.org. And, you know, you can help with that, too, because if you can help us to save your dog or to save your neighbor's dog by teaching them and telling your friends, tell them about For the Love of Dog on Tuesday nights at 7 Eastern. Tell them about From Shelter Dog to Service Dog on Tuesdays and For the Love of Dog on Fridays. You know, I don't even know what day it is. I just know that my dogs are here and I love them. And I just think it's a great thing. If you can tell people and educate people and teach them what I learned and teach them what I've done. Because, you know, I learned at Columbia University. I graduated there a couple of years ago, and I learned a lot of animal behavior there. I learned more, though, from watching animals, never from people, because people will tell you what they think versus watching what dogs do. Watch what the horses do. Watch what dogs do. Watch what the animal does, and then learn from what they do. Well, if you see the first thing an animal will do if he wants your food is he's going to stare at you, right? He's going to look at what he wants. He's going to start focusing. So if you see a dog who starts to kind of stare at the food, you can get up and you can walk around the room a little bit and sit back down. You can walk into the dog a little bit to teach him to respect your space boundary. But if he's just looking and he's not really getting in your face, I don't want to worry about that. I mean, I watch people when I see somebody at the diner or at a fancy restaurant, and I want to see what they're eating because I want to see if I'm going to order the same thing. But once your dog invades your space and he's now in your area, you've got to teach him how to not go in your area by teaching him that you own that space. And we teach that at United Canine Professionals, and we've got a great class of people right now who are about halfway through the training. We do this periodically about four times a year. We run these awesome classes for people. So if you know somebody or you yourself want to learn how to rehabilitate dogs and help us to save the world two lives at a time, help us to prevent the senseless euthanasia of 4 million dogs every year because people didn't know how to fix their behavioral issues. Unfortunately, that's what happened. And we talk about this on Tuesday night on From Shelter Dog to Service Dog, how people just, they don't want to give the dog up, but they feel like they have no choice. They've lost their connection. They've lost that, you know, the old song, you've lost that loving feeling. Well, they've lost that feeling because they've had so many issues. And unfortunately, the dogs who have behavioral issues are the exact dogs who are going to be given up because people don't know what to do. And that's why we train the humans. We teach them how to teach their dogs, and we teach people how to teach people how to teach dogs. But one of the most important things to understand is how dogs think. How do dogs think? Do dogs think like people? No, dogs think like dogs because they're dogs. And dogs do what dogs do because they're dogs, just like what men do. Men do what men do because they're men, and women do what women do because they're women. So you can't put your own feelings as a human onto your dog and expect to have a successful outcome when your dog is a dog and he's thinking one way, you're thinking another way, and the dog is saying, heck, I don't understand what this human is doing. I have no idea what he means. Well, that's what we have to change. One of the main ways we change that is by teaching our dogs that we own everything. If we can claim things, and this is something I've been doing with my Rhodesian Ridgeback for, at least 25 or 26 years, and teaching them that I own things, that it's mine, so that if something falls on the floor, something is on the table, the dogs know that it's mine. And those of you who follow us on Facebook and you follow us on Merlin's Kids or on For the Love a Dog or From Shelter Dog to Service Dog, if you follow us, you'll see pictures where Wyatt or my dogs are actually in the back of my vehicle, or they are literally sitting next to a dozen rotisserie chickens or a nice chunk of one of my clients gave me some beautiful, beautiful filet mignon. And, you know, I'm actually going to cut that up and give that to the dogs on Christmas because it looks yummy, but I think my dogs are going to enjoy it even more than I would. So I brought Wyatt, and I think I had Wyatt and Whispity Bunny Dog, and I might have had Lexi with me too, and I left that in the back unwittingly, left it in the back of my truck. Well, because my dogs know that it's mine and they don't steal my stuff, when I got out and I went back to let the dogs out and I said, oh my goodness, I just left these beautiful filet mignons who were, you know, obviously wasn't in a big heavy package. It was just in a Ziploc bag. my dogs hadn't touched them. And I wasn't really worried about that because it was also right next to a rotisserie chicken, which was, of course, at that point no good anymore from a few days before that when I had bought many of them. Well, my dogs don't steal stuff because it's mine. It's the same as you teach your children to respect ownership. And it's very important to teach the dogs that you own those things so that they can ask for permission, but they can't take it without permission, the same as we ask our children. So it's very, very important that we all understand and we all adhere to the same rules. So I've got a great question for the audience, for you wonderful listeners who are here every single week on For the Love of Dog. I got a great question, a great email this week, and it basically said that I can read it. My dog, this is funny, my dog is a little bit larger than we would like him to be. Okay, read that as my dog is fat. It's okay, just say it. It's a yellow lab, an English lab. They've had the dog. It is now 7 years old. It's an altered male, so in other words, it's been neutered. And the dog has a tendency to put on weight. They think it's from all the cookies the dog is getting. What should I do? Well, this is partially a medical issue because actually, a 7-year-old yellow lab, it's a very good chance that the dog is going to have some kind of a thyroid issue. If it's this is not a rescue dog, it's from a breeder. But if you do purchase a dog from a breeder, make sure you check to see if that person has done hips, elbows, thyroid, and bear and surf and all the tests to make sure that the thyroid is good. If it's a rescue dog or a dog that is from a breeder who hasn't checked, you might want to run a T3, T4 panel, which means that it's actually checking the dog's thyroid to make sure that the dog has a good thyroid that is functioning properly. And if there's a problem, your vet can help you. This is one of those great ones where we mix the veterinary field with the behavioral field. So that's one thing. Well, the second thing is, if you think it's definitely because your children are giving the dog too many treats, hide the cookie boxes. Put a certain allotted number of cookies and break them up. Actually, what I tell people to do is get your new vet vitamins out and break them up into quarters and give them as treats. This way it's a healthy thing. But put it all into one little Ziploc bag, label it Monday, and the kids only have that to give the dog for that day. So you make sure that your dog is only eating that certain amount of what it's supposed to eat and you can control it. The kids can still give treats, but guess what? When there's nothing left in that little box, the kids are done giving treats for the day. We are going to come right back for our final segment, so stay tuned for the Love of Dog.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 national nutrition awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. We are going to finalize and finish up our pre-Christmas day. And we are also going to tell all of you that United Canine Professionals, which is 855, the number 4, K9 Pros, is offering anybody who rescues a dog for the Christmas holiday from now until New Year's and you rescue a dog, we are going to give a special discount. So make sure when you call us, ask for the Christmas special for your rescue dog. Now, don't go out and spend $5,000 for a designer dog and think that we're going to go and give you a discount. We're not. But we are going to help those dogs from shelters and from rescues who are strays that we have gotten, that all of you wonderful people are helping to save from euthanasia, because we are trying to help prevent 4 million more euthanasias by this time next year. Very important. So, we were talking about a lot today. We've got a very, very exciting, fact-filled day. One of the things I want everybody to be left with, though, is a client that I was literally just at today. And this was a really, really nice dog. It was actually a golden poodle mix, okay? Golden doodle. Sweet dog with people. I had Whispity Bunny Dog and Lexi in the house with this dog who was trying to basically eat my two dogs. Now, I had been there a couple of weeks ago, so this was a follow-up visit, which, of course, is at no cost because we don't charge you by the hour. We want the dog fixed. We want to help you, so no matter how many times it takes, although it usually doesn't take more than once, we make sure that we are going to help your dog. So 3 weeks ago, this dog, or 4 weeks ago, had attacked another dog, a golden retriever, pretty badly. Well, what I had done was work with this family, work with the people, on starting to set rules, on teaching the dog to respect us, changing the nutrition that the dog was eating that could have been impacting it, changing some of the habits that the people were doing that were kind of teaching the dog that the dog was in charge instead of teaching the dog that he was just supposed to be the follower. He was supposed to be a goose in the line of geese. He wasn't supposed to be the first goose out there. He wasn't supposed to be the first one breaking through and being the leader. He was just supposed to be a dog. Okay. Well, today I brought Lexi in, Lexapro. She's just so cute. We think she's probably Chihuahua, Min Pin, God knows what, Puggle, maybe a little Ridgeback because she's got a ridge of hair on her back. Except it's not on her back. It's kind of on her neck, so she kind of looks a little bit like a prehistoric, some kind of dinosaur, but she's adorable. And everybody wants her, and I'll never let her go because she's the best dog in the world. But she was a rescue. Well, when I brought her in, this dog was still not so sure she wanted this dog in her house. Well, enter Whispity Bunny Dog at 90-some-odd pounds, and Whispa helped to correct this dog, didn't touch her, but just kind of guided this dog. And by the end of the time, we had everyone in tears. They couldn't believe it. This dog was no longer dog aggressive, and it's a beautiful thing, especially when people don't realize they give up too easily. People give up on marriages. They give up on relationships. They certainly give up on dogs. And we are so blessed at United Canine Professionals that we have the best clients in the world. We get the people who have serious behavioral issues with their dog, but they don't want to give up on the dog. We get these great people who we can help, and then we can help them to help their dog. And we give a lifetime guarantee because you're human, you know? Listen, let's face it. People are not perfect. They're anything but perfect. But if we can teach people how to fix their dog's behavioral issues using natural canine behavior rehabilitation, and if we train other people all around the country, now in 37 states, including Alaska, if we train more people to train other people to teach dogs, then we can prevent 4 million dogs from being euthanized every year. That's thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dogs per day. That's crazy. So if you know someone who wants to help, who wants to even give a gift, we are the Christmas gift. I'm Christmas gift for about 4 or 5 families this year. because they cared enough about their friends or relatives' dogs and their friends or relatives' sanity to have one of us United Canine Professionals come out to help. Well, how can you get involved? How can you help us to save the world two lives at a time? How can you help us to prevent the senseless euthanasia, the death, killing of 4 million good dogs every year? You can help Merlin's kids. You can call up when you know somebody who has a dog, and you can say, hey, you know, you want to get rid of this dog, but this group will help you rehabilitate the dog so you don't have to get rid of the dog. And those people who really do have to get rid of a really good dog, guess what? You guys can call us at 855-HI-WYATT, and you can ask us, and we will help you to find an appropriate home for your dog, possibly turn it into a service dog, and you can sponsor the dog so that this way you're guaranteed that the dog will make it into our program. Of course, we'll have to approve the dog. We don't just take any dog. We can't take your aggressive dog and turn him into a service dog for a veteran or for an autistic child, but we can evaluate the dog. And at the very least, we can fix that dog's behavior so that the dog is now a good dog and can be trusted. And obviously, nobody wants to get a dog who's an aggressive dog. We want to get dogs who are the best dog in the world. Well, we can help you to help your friends. So tell them about United Canine Professionals. Tell them about merlinskids.org. And we're going to be announcing some very cool things, so you definitely want to keep on our Facebook for the Love a Dog and From Shelter Dog to Service Dog, and also Merlin's Kids website and Merlin's Kids Facebook, because on Tuesday morning around 10 to 10:15 a.m., we are going to be on national TV on an amazing TV show. I'm not going to tell anybody which one it is yet, but we will do that. And once everybody sees what we can do and you see it for yourself and you see Wyatt and me finding health issues and working with special needs kids and you see the amazing things that a dog can do, it doesn't matter if it's a grand champion show dog like Wyatt and his family or if it's a little shelter dog that we don't even know what the dog is, like Alexi, they don't know that they're expensive show dogs and they don't know they're rescue dogs. They don't care. That's why we love them. We need to be their guardians. We need to protect them. We need to take care of them. We need to provide for their needs. And we need to be good, confident leaders so that they don't have to do that job. So, Tuesday, it's going to be a big deal, people. Everybody's waiting for this giant surprise, and we have a few of them. We definitely want you to all have a wonderful, healthy, happy holiday season. If you have questions, listener questions, please, you can email them to us at unitedcanineprofessionals.com or at merlinskids.org and visit the website. You can submit a request, and if you need help with your dog, if your dog is a disaster this Christmas when you have your friends and relatives over, give us a call. We want to help you. Please don't give your dog up. You made a commitment. And don't give up on your commitment because we are there to help you. We'll be there no matter what happens to help you and your dog so that you can have a wonderful holiday. And New Year's Eve is coming up. We'll have a little bit more about things to do for New Year's with popping corks, with fearful dogs. Please come back next week. Have a wonderful Christmas. And say thank you to your dog for giving you all that he's given you without asking anything in return. And have a great, safe holiday for the love of dogs.